Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Hi, I'm Melanie Crystal, and I'm happy that you joined me today for my podcast, Reimagine Success. Welcome. Today, we'll be covering the 7 habits of highly effective people. The book is by Stephen R. Covey, and these habits are really awesome, so I want to share them with you today. But first, I'd like to remind us of our crystal for last week. Last week, I talked about getting into STEM and becoming interested in STEM. But the crystal was all about being active. It was knowing is not enough. Only application brings about success. So that crystal ties into what we'll be talking about today. Last week's crystal goes nicely with the first habit of a highly effective person. So I'll get into those in just a moment, but first I want to share the crystal for today. Today's crystal is keep it simple. And the reason I picked this one, I'll tell you that in a few minutes, but just keep in mind today's crystal is keep it simple. So now we'll get into the 7 habits of highly effective people. The first one is sharpen the saw. Find balance between work and relaxation. External factors can cause lots of pain. So the first habit is about being proactive. If you recall, the crystal from last week was knowing is not enough. Only application brings about success. That's all about being proactive. That's more than just taking initiative. Being proactive means taking responsibility for your life. Being committed to the goals that you set for yourself and not blaming your behavior on other circumstances, other people. Reactive people are driven by feelings, but proactive people are driven by values and results. So the first habit, sharpen the saw, be proactive. Covey's second habit is be proactive. Be proactive means take charge and assume responsibility for your life. Nobody else can do that but you. So it's important to remember that you have to take charge, be responsible, and take the steps to get in front of the people, places, or things that you need to make things happen for you. We can only control certain things, but the things that we can control, we need to be proactive and make sure that we make those happen for ourselves and not feed into the victim mentality. Like, oh, my life will never be great, will never be good. I've just been born into this. You know, my mom, my dad, they couldn't do what they wanted to do and neither can I. You can do it. You can do it. So take one step at a time and be proactive. And that also gets me to the crystal for today. Keep it simple. Don't try to do 10 things all at once. So I'm about to give you 7 habits of highly effective people. If you only pick your top 3 to try to work on initially, that would be great. Even if you just did 1, keep it simple. Don't overwhelm yourself. So now I'll get to habit number 3. Begin with the end in mind. Have a vision for the future to make your ideas a reality. Now in the book, Covey asked you to think about how would you like your loved ones to remember you when you are on your deathbed and then passing away. What would you like them to acknowledge as your achievements and how you've affected them in their lives? That's the end that you should be thinking about. That the end when you're using that perspective, it can help you think about what's most important to you and what you want to accomplish while you're on this earth and have time on this earth each day. So once you know what your goals are and what you want to accomplish and you have the end in mind, then you can kind of work backwards to think about the steps that you need to get to those goals. And remember, we have to remember those things that we tell ourselves in our head. It can't happen. Can't do it. All these negative thoughts. We're going to have to replace those old scripts with ones that are more positive to help us take steps towards our goals and desires. So that's what Covey means when he says, keep the end in mind. And then he also suggests, in order to do this, a great way to do this is to develop a personal mission statement. So the mission statement should focus on what you want to be as far as your character, what you want to do, your contributions and achievements that you like to do, and then the values upon which all of these things are based off of. So a mission statement, if you put it on paper, you can actually put it up somewhere in your home so that you can look at it daily, and it can help motivate you and help you remember exactly what's most important and what you are trying to do in your life. So now move on to habit number 4. Put first things first. Focus on what's important in your life. In the book, Covey asks 2 questions regarding this habit. First one is, what one thing you could do regularly that you aren't currently doing that would improve your personal life? All right, take a minute to think about it. What one thing could you do regularly that you aren't currently doing that would improve your personal life? I mean, for me, exercise is always a good one. Meditation, some of the positive habits of happy people, those are ones that I always strive to do. So what's some ones that you could think of? And then he asks a second question. Similarly, what one thing could you do to improve your business or personal life? So this one stretches you a little bit past the first question. What one thing could you do to improve your business or personal life? So if you want to start a business, what are some steps that you can take? Or if you have a career, what are some things you can do to get promoted or move into another position that you're interested in? All right, well, keep those things in mind. This habit is the implementation of, these questions are the implementation of the habits. It focuses on the practice of self-management through independent will. By asking yourself the above questions, you become aware that you have the power to significantly change your life in the present. The present's all we have, y'all. So these questions can help us think about steps that we can do right now, today, to take steps closer to where we want to be. And in doing this, we have to use our independent will, which means we're capable of making decisions and acting on them. Now, we have to use that independent will frequently towards the things that we were hoping to accomplish. Because, you know, we can use our independent will to watch, you know, binge watch TV or do other things that might not be so helpful towards us reaching our goals. But it'll be important for us to commit to ourselves to reach our goals and do things that can help us get there. Now, once we've established the answers to those questions, we can put those things first in our life, in our day, in our morning. So if working on our business, or maybe you have a side hustle, working on that is important for you, then develop some time in the day, 30 minutes, maybe first thing when you wake up, to work on that. Or an hour if you want to exercise regularly. Put that first in your day so that you can accomplish it during the day and not miss out on that. Now, if you only have time in the evenings or afternoons to put it in, that's fine too, but just make sure it's an important priority that you get to each and every day. So that takes us to our next habit. Think win-win. Find a solution which is profitable for everyone. This is one where I recently had a good lesson on this. But basically, a you-win mindset where just one person wins, nobody wins. So you have to think about the other person and think of a win-win solution for both of you. So in order to do this, it involves exercising a few traits. This is what Covey speaks of in his book. The traits are self-awareness, so understanding how you're feeling about the situation and what you're bringing to the table emotionally. Imagination, so that you can create a win-win situation for whomever you are working with. Independent will, of course, that's one we just finished talking about. Using your independent will to make all of that happen. And win-win situations can come up anytime. They can come up in relationships for sure. When you're trying to decide on where to go out to eat, or when you're trying to do a business deal. So win-win relationships can, I mean, situations can come up all the time. They can come up in agreements. And like I said, they can come up in business. But if everyone walks away from the table feeling good about the situation, then that's a win-win. And that'll help you reach your goals towards success as well. Now, move on to the fifth topic, or sixth topic, we're on number six. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. First, really listen, then make recommendations. This is actually one of my favorites of the seven habits from Stephen Covey. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. So often, many of us are trying to talk over one another, or we may not be doing that, but we may just be not really listening in conversations. But it's so important for you to actually stop thinking about yourself when you're having these discussions and conversations with others. Listen to their side, feel some empathy, and try to get understanding. And then that'll also help in the win-win, to get a win-win. So, you know, we spend years learning to read, write, speak as we grow up. But that skill of listening is one that often gets left out. So now it's time to just try to develop that listening skills, because the more you listen intently, the better your relationships will improve, which will translate into being more effective as well in reaching your goals or improving your business. By doing so and being more of a empathetic listener, we can feel and understand other people's points of view, get a clearer picture, and then get in alignment with others more quickly. Like I said, this is a key in business and your personal relationships and just in life general. So I don't know if any of you heard the saying that God gave us two ears and one mouth for a reason. So let's use our two ears and our one mouth a little bit less so that we can listen and understand before we speak. Now, the seventh habit is synergize. Together, you are stronger than alone. This one is all about teamwork, working together, community. When synergy is operating at its fullest, it incorporates the desire to reach a win-win agreement with empathetic communication. So it puts the last two together to form this synergy. And it unifies and unleashes great power from people, as it's based on the tenet that the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. I know we've all seen times where communities have rallied together, be it during natural disasters or during groups that when they want to try to organize to, you know, for political reasons or for fundraisers. But the group is often stronger than just one person alone. So putting Covey's all seven of his habits together and using this last one, synergy, to just make it pop is the way to go. So now I'm going to recap all seven of the habits. And before I do that, I'm going to remind you of the crystal of the day. Keep it simple. So as I go through these habits, think about one, two, possibly three at the most that you would like to implement into your life today, right now, and get started. So here they are. Number one, sharpen the saw. Find balance between work and relaxation. Number two, be proactive. Take charge and assume responsibility for your life. Number three, begin with the end in mind. Have a vision for the future to make your ideas reality. Number four, put first things first. Focus on what's important. Number five, think win-win. Find a solution which is profitable for everyone. And number six, Seek first to understand, then to be understood. So listen and then make recommendations. And number 7, synergize. Together, you are stronger than you are alone. I know for me, I'm going to focus on number 4, put first things first so that I can just work on my goals and make sure that I implement them in my day. And then also, I'm going to do seek first to understand, then to be understood. I feel like I can always improve being a better listener. So which of the 7 habits are you going to try to focus on? And remember, just pick 1 or 2 or possibly 3. I thank you for listening today to this podcast. Once again, I am Melanie Crystal, and I hope that you have an amazing day. And this has been Reimagine Success Podcast. Bye.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.